to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. So a 31-11 Rams with 8 minutes left in this terrible game. Funny how, like, I really thought this was going to be the best playoff game, these two going at it. Division rivals. I thought the Patriots and Bills game would be better. Division rivals. And both games sucked. I mean, it didn't suck for you. You're a fan, but it sucked for everybody else. That was it was so boring. I mean, okay, I get it. It's 33-3 or something like that. I'm like, I get it. The Bills are going to win the game. And then I'm such a sucker, I watched the whole thing. I should have changed the channel. And then this game tonight, I don't even know why I'm watching. It's so bad. I mean, I don't know what's worse, the game, the fights, the refs. I give this a 1 out of 10, this game.
Yeah,
I mean, it's terrible. You can't even argue it.
No juice whatsoever. I mean, it has never been in doubt. It's been a complete, you're right, 1 out of 10. It's been a 0 the entire time.
But it had hype going into it. Like, you would have thought it was the Super Bowl.
Well, but that's because of the whole first ever Monday night playoff game thing.
Well, I agree with the Monday night playoff thing. I think they should do it every year. I think it's fantastic. Except that the game, it just absolutely was hairdryer city. I mean, it just is awful. And they kicked their ass so bad, they should have stopped the game when they had all the fights. So, anyway, I wanted to see what the... Now, you were telling me about this great hockey game tonight, weren't you, earlier?
I was saying we had Penguins and Knights.
Penguins.
Yeah.
And
what's going on there?
We'll see if we can. I'll tell you what's going on there. It's 3-0 Knights in the second.
Oh, my God, really?
I bet on the Knights. And the Blues are up 5-3 on the Predators. The Wings in overtime beat the Sabres 3-2. I hit that. The Avalanche beat the Wild 4-3 in a shootout. I hit that. I had the Coyotes over the Canadiens 5-2. They won. I took the Kings. They lost to the Sharks 6-2. The Kraken beat the Blackhawks. How embarrassing is that?
Jeez.
In a shootout.
That's awful.
The Islanders won 4-1. I hit that. And that's it. So I got most of them right. Yeah, like that's the end of the trip for, you know, the Penguins. These teams go on those West Coast trips from the East.
And I feel like how many days off did they have from their last game? Like, I feel like they last played on like Thursday. Did they play somebody over the weekend?
The Penguins?
Yeah, who'd they play over the weekend?
Sharks.
Like I remember. Then, they played the Sharks.
Last week they played the Ducks and Kings.
I remember the Kings on Thursday
played
night.
The Sharks
I didn't.
Yeah, Saturday. Okay.
There you go.
We welcome all of our radio affiliates. SiriusXM channel 159. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Sports Map Radio Network. Sports Byline USA. Good to have you with us. So, I see the commissioners at the game.
Another hack.
Chilling with Curtis Martin and Torrey Holt.
Mm.
That's who he was sitting with. I was watching Eli, though, and Peyton.
Yeah, I watched a little,
on
too.
On The Rock. and he was pretty good. And then I guess they had on Larry Fitzgerald and somebody else. Oh, Russell Wilson.
They had Russell Wilson in the second half.
Wasn't Russell Wilson on it before?
Yes, early in the season he was on it. One of the first ones that they did. But Russell Wilson's back. Well, I think that he was one of the best ones that they had, and I think also having him tonight would have worked well because, you know, he's two NFC West teams playing each other. He's in the NFC West. He played both of these teams twice. Oh, look, put PG and Kawhi at the game, too. They're showing all the stars out in L.A. tonight.
Jay-Z. All the stars are out watching the terrible game. Like, none of them are watching the game. They're all eating and drinking and talking to people they're there with because the game has just become obsolete.
Yeah, there's no game to watch. It's awful.
Honestly, that's the first time I've seen Kawhi Leonard in like 6-8 months.
Yeah, yeah. Lakers are playing tonight. I'm on the Lakers here tonight. Money line. Let's go.
I bet on him too with the spread. I think they owe it. Like the way he, you know, LeBron was saying the other night, we're sorry, we're gonna do better. Like this would be the night, right? All right, we'll keep our eyes on this terrible football game. We'll get into some NBA and see what's going on there on the bench. All right, we're on the bench. So I just wanted to look at some of these NBA scores tonight. That Laker game's a 1-point game right now. Oh man, that's on NBA TV. I'm out of here.
You're out of the football game. Get me out.
I'm out of there. That's it. Jazz and Lakers, done deal. So on MLK Day, the Hornets beat the Knicks at the Garden by 10. The Heat beat the Raptors by 5. I was getting 4. I went for it with the Raptors. That did not work out too well. The Celtics, I hit 104-92 over the Pelicans. I got beat on the Sixers. I think I laid 4.5. They didn't cover. They got beat bad. I had the Cavs. They beat the Nets 114-107 in Cleveland. I had the Grizzlies 119-106 over the Bulls. Bulls were getting 7. They did not cover. And I had the Clippers, -2. They won 139, 133 over the Pacers. And then I had the Hawks on the spread against the Bucks. I thought the Bucks would win, but I took the Hawks on the spread. 121, 114, the Hawks won it. I had the Blazers -1.5. They won 98-88 over the Magic. I had the Mavericks, but they did not cover. They won, but did not cover. They won by a bucket, 104-102. And the Suns did win against the Spurs. They're playing like every night lately, and they won 121-107. I went for it with the Spurs because the Suns have been playing a lot lately. And played yesterday, and then played again tonight, and they won both of them. So they're for real. They don't mess around. They're not afraid to play every other night, back-to-backs, all that. I think they're the cheese for me. I think they're the best team. I know everybody thinks it's the Warriors. I think it's the Suns. It is what it is. Which team do you think's better?
I think that right now you have to say that it's the Suns. You know what? For two reasons. One, they were just in the finals last year, right? They've got the pieces to get to the end. And two, they have been, from start to finish, the best team so far this year. Now, the Warriors maybe had the best stretch from the beginning up until about 3 or 4 weeks ago. But from opening night to tonight, the Suns have been the best team, in my opinion. They haven't had any lulls like the Warriors are having right now.
And the Grizzlies, they beat the Warriors. Do you think that they're better than the Warriors now all of a sudden?
I think the thing that would worry me about the Grizzlies this year in the playoffs is that they have a lot of young guys that haven't really been there yet to do it. You know, like the Suns, it took them a year, and then last year the Suns got a ton of experience going to the finals. I think the Grizzlies, whatever their seed is this year, and depending on who they play, if they get the wrong matchup, they might get sent home early as a learning lesson to maybe push them a little further next year, because they're a very young core.
I told Hasseltine, the radio play-by-play guy on Coast to Coast last week, I was like, none of this means anything if you don't win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, regular season glory is nothing. No one remembers that. People don't even remember the playoffs. They barely remember who won it. You know, who wins it all, that's all that matters. I'm starting to think it's that way in every sport. That, you know, just all this stuff is, you know, it's to make money. It's not about remembering it. You know, it's not etched in people's minds what you do in the regular season. All that matters is what you do in the postseason. And if you win and make it and win it all, you're remembered forever. And if you go and lose, people don't remember. They don't remember that you went. And I mean, the people in the town that, you know, let's say they're in Denver, they remember they made the playoffs and lost. That's what they remember, but nobody else remembers it anywhere else.
No.
At least I don't think they do. So what's the over under on me making it to the end of the show?
I think you're there. I mean, it's 43 minutes. I think that you're going to be all right. I really do.
Oh my God, dude. I can't even tell you. What's worse is that I, you know, I'm so miserable that I can't, like, sleep.
Yeah.
I'm just in agony, and I'm just like, I'm just sitting here right now just suffering, and I just don't even, and meanwhile, I got these guys, I'll see you Wednesday, see you Wednesday, see you, I don't even want to play Wednesday.
Yeah, I think that you need to consider, I really think you need to consider an IR trip here. Like, you know, I don't know if we're talking KD, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, MCL sprain type of trip, but I think you need to consider Like a 15-day DL or something like that. Like you need to consider something on a smaller scale to get yourself back in order.
Well, I did it for 8 days, and that seemed to help. And then all it took was playing once, and it came right back. It's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, it's really frustrating. It's telling me my, you know, it's basically also pointing to the end. I can't keep doing this. I'm too old. I mean, I got the injuries right now. These injuries are bad, and I'm like 56 years old, and I'm sitting here just, I'm in agony. I'm crying. It hurts so bad. I can't even sit still. It's like I got a snake in my pants. I mean, I'm just, I can't.
Yeah, there was one point during Coast to Coast today where, I don't know if it was when me and you were doing a segment, or you might have been talking to Kaplan, or I don't know what it was, but like in the middle of it, you just, like, you could see, like, you started like crossing your legs and like trying to like contort your body into like, you like lifted, you had like one leg on top of the other, and you were like kind of twisting your back. You could see that you were like kind of twisting your back a little bit to the side.
I'm trying to, stretch and like pull
right.
pull my legs out to the sides, my knees out to the sides to stretch, because my hernia is so bad inside my groin that it's really what's bothering me. It's so bad that, but I've had a bunch of them, right? So they come and go, right? Like if you have them, I've had a lot of surgery, six of them. And but I got a couple others that I didn't get operated on that I just let go. And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to just keep going to the hospital and having surgeries. And it cost me an arm and a leg. And so I let them go. And then, you know, once in a while they're aggravated. They'll rear their ugly head and pop out and, you know, get swollen or whatever, tear. And this one's new. And this one's bad. And I remember when I got it, too. I got it. I got this, the one I got right now, I got, believe it or not, in Pittsburgh. And I came back from Pittsburgh on a flight. And my buddy pulled up in the car, and the bags were in the back. And my bag was heavy. And I grabbed it, and I yanked it out of the car, and it was caught on something. And I, like, pulled it really hard to get it out, and I felt it rip. And that was it. And then ever since then, I've had it. So I didn't even get the hernia playing basketball. This one I got doing something else entirely. The whole thing sucks. So I can't even believe, to be honest with you, how bad the Lakers have been this year. Like that they, honestly, with the, you know, names they got, players they got. I mean, I know they're old. I mean, Melo's old, and Dwight Howard's old, and Avery Bradley's old, and I mean, all of them are old. But they can all ball, right? They still all have game. There's no denying that, but. Like, even Westbrook doesn't look the same. And I guess it's, it really is the first time you could ever, even though he's had a ton of big games, LeBron looks old, too, because he's, like, fitting right in with him, you know, losing with him. He's scoring 30 every night, and they still lose. He had 19 games of 30-plus points, and they lost, they went 10-9 in those games. It's amazing, isn't it, that they're this bad?
It is hard to believe, and we talked about this a lot during the offseason. In fact, they talked about it a lot during the offseason. Remember after they signed Melo and they got Russ, it was all, everybody's saying we're too old, LeBron with his dopey tweets and Instagram posts. Yeah, we're the old guys, and everybody thinks we're going to be nothing. Yeah, well, everything came true, right? I mean, they're showing that they are too old. Exactly what everybody said about them is happening in real time.
I mean, it is. That's their problem. And Ariza, he's another one that's been around forever. Every guy they got on this team is old. And their, you know, tires are bald. And it's just crazy. I mean, if they go into the, like, let's say they make the playoffs as the last seed, they're going to get their ass beat. I mean, they're going to get run out of the gym. That's just all there is to it. He even said that last week. He's like, the pace, you know, the rhythm they got on, and the team, you know, just their pace was too fast for us. They just ran us out of the gym. They can't keep up with these young guns, you know, running around. And there's Melo sitting on the bench with AD. He's cream puff city.
Another guy who never plays.
That guy
never plays.
I mean, he's something else, isn't he? For an alleged Supermax superstar.
He's lucky he won that title in the bubble.
He's a cream puff.
He's lucky he won that title in the bubble.
You wonder if it'll be the only one he ever sniffs.
Wouldn't stun me at this point.
The final of that football game was 34-11. What a disaster that was. So they're playing the Bucs. What do you think the Rams will do against the Bucs?
I really love this game. I think that this has, just like the Bills and the Chiefs, I think that it's going to be a really, really good game. And I'm very intrigued. You know, they played really early in the season. It was a game in L.A. It was a big nationally hyped game. It was the first game the Bucs lost this year. And the Rams put it on them. Like, they blasted them that game in Los Angeles. And you could tell the Bucs looked pretty upset about it. Like, the Rams were, like, really, like, that was when DeSean Jackson was still on the team. He was catching all those long touchdowns in that game. Like, you could tell they thought that the Rams were kind of running it up on him a little bit. And you know that Tom never forgets. And I think that it's hard to take in regular season games and things that happen, but Brady puts stuff like that in the back of his mind. And I think this is a really good game coming up on Sunday. I think it's fun, Bucks and Rams. It's a good one.
You think the Rams can give him the business again, or do you think that it's going to be Brady getting revenge?
See, here's the thing that the Rams have that you need to beat the Bucks and to beat Brady is pass rush. You need to have guys that are going to get in Brady's face and knock him down. And when you have Aaron Donald, Floyd, and these other guys, Von Miller, that can get in the quarterback's face, that's when Brady is at his worst. I'm going to think long and hard about this one this week. I want to take the Rams really bad, but I hate betting against Brady.
And they got a secondary too, the Rams.
Yeah. And the Bucs are missing guys in the wide receiver spot. You know?
They didn't give up anything tonight.
I mean, the Cardinals, what an embarrassing effort. Really embarrassing.
I mean, back to the bottom of the barrel for them.
Ah. Awful.
They go right back in the scrap heap. I can't believe how disappointing they were. They went from 7-0 to disaster. I don't know what was worse, them or the Ravens.
At least the Ravens, like, I can, you know, somewhat give them, I don't want to say a pass, but, like, the Ravens lost so many guys. I mean, they were playing with nobody the last month of the season, especially, obviously, Lamar not being there the last three or four games. But even other guys, like, they had, their entire secondary was gone, their entire, like, all their running back. Like, the Ravens lost a huge amount of players. Like, I wasn't surprised that they folded up shop like they did. But the Cardinals, I mean, they lost Hopkins. I get it. They completely shut down. I mean, they lost to the Lions down the stretch. You know, they lost to Seattle that last game of the year where they could have won the division. It was just that they completely tanked. And this is a few years in a row now where they've played awful in November and December.
What kind of confidence do you think Stafford has now that he's finally broken that egg and won a playoff game?
I think it's huge. I really do. It's funny, Manning was telling it. You mentioned Manning was doing the Manning cast tonight, and I was watching a little in the first quarter before we did the show, and Peyton said, now, believe me, I'm not comparing Matthew Stafford to Peyton Manning, but Manning said, you know, I was 0-3 my first three playoff games, and I was answering the same questions that Matthew Stafford's been answering this whole week. You know, get, you know, is it finally going to happen for you? Is the pressure on you? Blah, 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 blah. Now, Manning, as we know, would go on to win a hell of a lot more than one playoff game. But I thought it was interesting how he said he started 0-3 in his first three playoff games. And sometimes it just starts happening for you.
How about the end, though, when he was throwing ducks? I never thought Roethlisberger was actually throwing ducks this
no.
year. He had a few bad passes for sure, but I thought he still threw the ball pretty well. I thought Peyton Manning at the end, his last year was disastrous.
The sick part is he was throwing ducks and they still won because their D was so damn good that they still won.
Yeah, but he wasn't good.
Oh, he was not good at all.
At the end.
He was not. Not at all.
Do you think they'll sell that team to him?
I think you said it right last week. I think you know the NFL wants him to. They want Peyton Manning as an owner in the league. They would love it.
And I said more so than Elway.
Oh, yeah. They love
he
themselves.
He ran the team forever, so he's got that juice going for him.
Yeah, but they pushed him out. You know, he made some, you know, yes, he brought Peyton there, but then the next five quarterbacks he brought were all garbage. They ran Elway out quick.
Yeah. Can you imagine doing that to Elway? I mean, seriously, that guy was a god there. I mean, he really was.
I think he still is there. He's still a god in Denver. It's very hard when you have a guy that had so much success as a player for a franchise, and then he goes and he becomes, you know, years later down the road, the decision maker for the team. It's tough because the fan base always holds him in such a special place. They don't want to kill him if he's doing a bad job, but they don't want to tarnish what he did as a player. It's always why I thought it's probably the best thing that Mattingly was like never the manager of the Yankees, you know? Everybody wanted Don Mattingly to be the manager when they hired Girardi or whatever it was. Like, sometimes that's a tough gig to go and run the team that you were a star for and that the fans love you for. It's a tough gig to do.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be, that it wouldn't be easy. So some of the college basketball tonight, UNLV beat San Jose State, blew them out 81-56. Drake 60-59 over Southern Illinois. That line was 1.5. They didn't cover. Wyoming by 10 over Nevada. Charleston lost to Wilmington by 86-78. Murray State blew out Eastern Illinois 72-46. LaSalle beat St. Joe's 75-64 in Philly. Princeton by 10 over Penn. Princeton's having a good year. My buddy's a coach there. FAU beat Charlotte 96-67. Arizona State by a bucket over Utah 64-62. GW beat George Mason by 1. Purdue in double overtime 96-88 over Illinois. Indiana by 7 over Nebraska and Lincoln. Notre Dame beat Howard 71-68. Everything else was bunk. Devin Booker tonight, 48 points, 5 threes, 7 of 8 from the line. D-Book getting involved on the bench. So the divisional games are going to be Saturday, Bengals-Titans at 4:30. Tennessee's favored by 3.5. And the Niners-Packers at Lambeau at 8:15. Green Bay's favored by 5.5. Early look at these games here tonight. Start with the Bengals and Titans, Carver. High.
Well, Joe Burrow, off his first win, now goes to Tennessee, which is a team that we said it a billion times all year. We can't understand how they win sometimes. We really can't. It's amazing. You look up and there they go. They won 11, 12 games. No Henry for most of the year. I guess he'll be back in some capacity on Saturday for them. He's been practicing the last few weeks. Now Burrow's got to go on the road and get it done. I think the most underrated part about the Titans is their defense. They have some playmakers on there. Really interesting game. I think the Bengals are hot right now. I think they're a dangerous team, and anything over a field goal, I think the Titans will win this game, but I think anything over a field goal, I might lean to taking the Bengals on Saturday, Scotty.
I think that they're not going to get any calls like they got in Cincinnati.
Yeah. That's true.
That place, Smashville, you know how that goes. The calls they get in that place. 40 years.
They've gotten a lot of...
Music City Bowl, that stupid, that Fleet, whatever. You know what play I'm talking about against the
Music
Bills.
City. That Music City Massacre. The Music City Massacre.
The Miracle, yeah, whatever. That was bunk. They've had all kinds of weird calls in that place. So I love Burrow, what he's doing. But I didn't think, I thought he looked good with Chase on Saturday, but nobody else. The other games he was clicking with everybody, Higgins, Boyd, his tight end, and then Chase too. But I thought, he was kind of hitting a tight end and Chase on Saturday. That was it.
Well, the one thing I'll say is the Bengals have the advantage of quarterback, which is always used in a playoff game, because I don't trust Tannehill in these games. I just don't trust him, especially if maybe Henry's... you can't expect Henry to be what he normally is. You can't expect him to take his regular workload on Saturday. Now, the Titans won a lot of games without Henry this year, there's no doubt. But they won them in different ways, whether it was their defense getting the job done, different pieces on offense. I'd be very leery about trying to have Ryan Tannehill outduel Joe Burrow on Saturday. I don't think that that's the Titans' path to winning.
Do they have Julio and the other guy?
Yeah.
Two receivers going?
Yeah, AJ Brown and Julio Jones, you think off a bye week and some extra rest, should be in decent shape or as good as they've been all year for the Titans.
It's weird how Jones can't stay healthy anymore.
Yeah, he's always hurt.
How the mighty have fallen. All right, so do you give the Niners a shot in Lambeau?
I guess you have to give them a shot. But I think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. So I just can't see them having home field again, not getting it done. And they play so well in that building. I might take the Niners with the points, though, Scotty. I might, if it stays around 5.5 like it is right now, I think that that's a number where the Niners, with their offense, the way it's clicked the last couple weeks, and they've gotten a lot out of Debo, etc. I think that we got to see what the weather's going to be on Saturday night as well. But I think the Packers are going to win this game. The points is still something that we definitely have to think about.
What have they won? 3 in a row and 8 of 10?
I believe so, yes.
That's pretty hot. I mean, they rolled, I thought, Dallas. I thought they owned them.
They did.
The score was deceiving.
I agree.
I really feel like they're dangerous right now, and I think Green Bay knows it.
And the defense is the key for me.
They know they got to be careful.
The D is the thing that I've kind of been a little wishy-washy on this year with the Niners and thought that they were a little bit of a paper tiger. But their D came to play yesterday. Their D's no joke. And I hope that they have Bosa and Warner out there because that'll help them obviously a little bit more.
I mean, they were very physical and dominant up front. They just pushed him around. I mean, the Cowboys, they literally held on every play.
They did.
I thought they did. I've never seen a team have 14 penalties. I don't ever remember that. I thought they deserved to lose with all those penalties. Forget that last play. I thought the penalties were the difference. But I you know, Green Bay's the only team that's undefeated at home this year. And but I've seen them lose before in that place in freezing cold weather. Giants beat them.
Oh, yeah, they've lost there.
You got to play a great game. So Sunday it'll be the Rams and Buccaneers at 3 o'clock. And Tampa's favored by 2.5.
Wow, 2.5, huh? Hmm.
Yeah.
Man, I want to take the Rams on Sunday. I would love to see the Rams beat them. It's so hard to go against that dude.
Beat him.
It's so hard to go against this guy. He just takes your heart out every single time. He just always gets you. Oh, he can't do this every year, can he? I mean, he's got to go down once in a while. I'm going to end up taking the Rams on Sunday. It's probably going to be It's probably going to be a little too much emotion for me. But I'm going to probably by Friday definitely talk myself into the Rams.
They look pretty good tonight.
They sure did.
I mean, if they get Beckham going on top of their stud receiver, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, Kupp, who didn't have to do much tonight.
Cooper Kupp. No, it was all Odell. But if you get both of them going, they're dangerous. But no one seems to be able to stop Mike Evans either. Now he's become, you know, their top priority because they lose their top two receivers, Brown and Godwin. That was the end of them, right? And then
Now
it's all new receivers. It's basically him and Gronk.
So that means that Evans will see probably a lot of Jalen Ramsey on Sunday.
Well, Jalen Ramsey's awesome, but Evans is so much bigger than him.
That's true, too.
I mean, really, massive differential. I'd be just throw up top, and he'll eat him alive. I don't care how good Ramsey is. He's a foot shorter. Throw it up and see what happens. So the Bills play at Arrowhead at 6:30, and Kansas City's laying 2.5.
Wow. Look, this one is, you know where I'm going in this one. I think that they've been waiting for this moment. I think that if you look at how everybody is playing right now, especially in the last, 3 to 6 weeks, I mean, you said it, Niners have been hot. Bengals have been hot. Bills have been just as hot as anybody. And ever since they lost that Tampa game, where they came back and ended up losing in overtime, they haven't lost since. And I feel like that half of football changed their season. And I think they're going to get the Chiefs on Sunday. They're going to get them.
That's when I said that last week on Coast to Coast. I said that's the team everybody thought they were going to be.
Yep.
They were scary that day.
I think they found that team now. I really do. I think you look at these last week against the Patriots, not just like the other game they played against them the day after Christmas. I mean, they carved them up that day in Foxborough also. I just feel like they're playing at their high level right now. They don't have injuries either, which is so crucial this time of year. I mean, nobody's hurt for the Bills. Nobody. They've got everybody at their disposal. It just feels like things are kind of going their way right now.
I would love to see them win, and I'd love to see Kansas City go down again.
Oh, it'd be so great. Oh.
After they said they were going to win 7 Super Bowls. Talk about not knowing how to win. Going around telling everybody they were going to win 7. But if they go again, that's 3 in a row. I'd rather go to the Super Bowl than not be in it. It's like the Ballers. We always go to the championship and lose. At least we're in it. It's saying something. So you're actually, you're kind of leaning Bengals is what you sound like to me. And Packers, Rams, and Bills.
Yes, that's how I'm leaning right now. I'm leaning Bengals. Maybe Titans to win, but Bengals with the points. I'm definitely leaning Bengals with the points right now. I'm leaning Packers. The points are still a discussion for me there, too. But on Sunday, I'm Rams and Bills.
So, that would be Titans would host the Bills if they both win.
Yep.
Titans, yep. No matter what, if they win, they host.
And the Bills owe the Titans on several levels. Whether it's historically, like we just talked about with the Music City Massacre, or even recency, where the Bills had him on that Monday night game in Nashville. Allen slipped on the fourth down play when they were going in to take the lead in the final minutes. I'd like to see the Bills get another crack at the Titans. I really would.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great game. I really do. I think the Bills can beat anybody.
I do too. Out of all the teams that left,
like they did Saturday. Yeah.
Yep. There's only a few teams that I think can beat everybody.
They're not losing anybody.
And I think that the list is short. You know, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Packers. You know, in terms of who could beat anybody. You know, you want to start. You know, obviously Tampa, you've got to put in there too. So you're getting down to the nitty gritty, man. This is it. We got 8 teams left. This is it. We're down to the end, baby.
Don't you think Rodgers is the most dangerous, though, right now?
I think Rodgers has serious chip on his shoulder that he wants to get off here in the next few weeks. I think he's looking for blood.
Yeah, but he's been going every year and losing. In that title game. So I think he wants another ring. He can't live with just one ring on his shelf. It's for all on a bench. He knew the Lakers were going to show up tonight. They're up 52-46 at the half at crypto.com in Lipstick City. And it's a miracle that they're actually leading a game and on top of a game. The Penguins have climbed back into that game. It was 3-0 Knights, and now it's 3-2 in the third. Early, the third just started, and it's it was Stevenson, Dadanoff, and Roy with the goals for Vegas, and then Zucker on a power play and Bluger. In the second, made it. And they just tied it 3-3. Kapanen, the Penguins have tied the game at threes. Unassisted Kapanen. His 9th ties it up. 28 seconds into the third. They got a game going in Sin City with the Penguins and the Knights. It's all evolving. So the Rams roll tonight and thump Arizona 34-11. In a terrible wild card game at SoFi, the site of the Super Bowl. So the Rams finally get it done, and Stafford finally wins the playoff game. And now they'll meet the Buccaneers on Sunday. We've been talking about the games. I'm sure we'll talk about them all week. Obviously, we'll talk about them on Coast to Coast. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern on C2C. For Carver High, I'm Pharrell from New York. Good night.